Let us turn again to the part of God's word that we read together, and that is John chapter 6, and we shall read from verse 34. John chapter 6, verse 34. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. Lord, evermore, give us this bread. We are not sure what motive the Jews had when they asked for the bread that Christ can give. They had just challenged the Lord Jesus to prove his claim as the one whom God had sent. Jesus said, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." And they knew that he was speaking of himself. And so they said, "What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work?" They're asking for a sign when Jesus had just performed a sign. He had just fed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread. And now they're asking for a sign to prove his claim. But they knew that he was claiming to be something more than any other prophet, more than Moses, because they are to believe in him. And they say, well, Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat. But Jesus is telling them, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven. It was not from Moses, and it was not from heaven. But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Every word is emphatic. It is God who gives the true bread, and the true bread is from heaven. And my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. And then he says, verse 33, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And now the Jews who are hearing him seem to be somewhat amazed, their eyes, as it were, half open. They are marveling at this wonderful thing, the bread which comes from heaven and gives life to the world. Like the woman of Samaria, when Jesus offered her the water of life, she said, "Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." And so they are hearing what Christ has to say and what he has to offer, and if he is offering the bread of life, then what better request to make than this? Lord, evermore, give us this bread. This is the bread that we need. This is a bread that we eat, we will live forever. Lord, evermore, give us this bread. And whatever their motive was in making this request, this surely is a suitable prayer for us tonight. We are to pray for the bread of life. Lord, evermore, always give us this bread. The Lord's people came to the Lord's table and they received the sacrament. And believers received Christ in the sacrament. They have fed upon the bread of life. But though they sat at the table of the Lord a couple of days ago, they need the bread of life today as much as they did then. And friends, we cannot rely on a past experience. Believers need present strength from a present Savior. It is true, sometimes we hear that believers are to go in the strength of what they received at the Lord's Supper. Perhaps this is mainly referring to the comfort, the comfortable experience they had. And we are to be thankful for whatever comfort we have received, whatever joy, whatever peace that we have experienced. And we can be encouraged by that and look to the Lord for more strength and more comfort. But in regard to strength itself, we need present strength every moment. And therefore, we need to look to Christ afresh. And we need to have direct acts of faith upon Christ. We need to feed by faith upon Christ spiritually anew, every day, always, evermore. And what a suitable prayer for us tonight. Lord, evermore, give us this bread. We need this bread, this spiritual, this heavenly bread, today, tonight, as much as we ever did. And with the Lord's help for a little while, we will consider first the felt need of the spiritual bread. And secondly, the bread of life. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And then Jesus says in verse 35, I am the bread of life. And thirdly, the satisfaction and the strength that the Lord Jesus Christ gives. The satisfaction and strength from Christ. So first, the felt need, and then the bread of life, and then the satisfaction and strength which Christ gives. First of all, the felt need. Here is a prayer which, if it is prayed aright, it is prayed out of a sense of need. And that is what prayer, true prayer, is. It is the offering up of our desires unto God for things agreeable to his will in the name of Christ, with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of his mercies. And we're to be thankful for a past communion season, thankful that the sacrament of the Lord's Supper was observed and that the Lord's people were enabled to come forward to receive the sacrament and, believing in Christ, receive Christ himself, looking to him through the symbols of bread and wine, which are representing Christ crucified. So believers, when they're praying aright, and when anyone is praying aright for the first time, they are feeling their need. And this is a prayer which, if prayed rightly, is prayed out of felt need. Lord, evermore, give us this bread. And the word evermore means simply always. Always give us this bread. At all times, still, this moment, evermore, forever, give us this bread. At all times, we need Christ. We need Christ crucified. We need the bread of life constantly, throughout the week, from Sabbath to Sabbath, and not just on at the time of the administration of the Lord's Supper, but throughout the year, every month, every week, every day, every moment, we need the bread of life. Lord, evermore, give us this bread. Always give us this bread. On all occasions, we need the spiritual bread, whether we are at work or at home with the family, in public or private or secret, at church, in public worship, or when we're alone, at leisure, we need the bread of life. Lord, evermore, give us this bread. In all situations, in time of temptation, in time of duty, in life, in death, all situations, all circumstances, we should be praying, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. Our spiritual condition requires this bread. Our state by nature requires this bread. Because we are destitute of any inherent strength, we are destitute, we are without any merit of our own. We have no life of ourselves. Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. And that's a question for all of us tonight. Do we feel that? Have we felt that? Have we felt it ever? Have we ever felt? Young people, teenagers, children, older ones, have we ever felt, I have no life without Christ? Have we ever put our amen to this truth that except I eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, I have no life in me? We have to apply these things to ourselves. We hear the gospel preached. We hear that we all need Christ, but have I felt personally, we need to ask ourselves, that I have no life apart from Christ? Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. We have no life apart from Christ. No inherent strength, which means we are spiritually starved. We are famished spiritually. We are weak. Yes, without Christ, we are dead. By nature, we are miserable, sinful, creatures in great need of the bread of life. And the question is, do we feel our need, the felt need that brings us to pray with a sense of urgency and desire, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. And Christ came to be the bread of life. He is the bread of life, so that a man would live and not die. In Christ, we have all our spiritual needs met. And that is what we consider, secondly, the bread of life. The bread of life. Verse 33, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And then they said to him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. If Christ is this bread, or at least if he has this bread to give, Lord, give us this bread. This is what else could we ask for when we hear such news? If you were presented with an alternative that really availed and helped you, and someone said, I have it to give you right now, then you would, surely you would say, well, give it to me. If it's offered freely, well, give me this alternative. Give me this help. And this is the proper response to Christ's offer when he says, the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Giveth life. He gives it. He's offering it. He's giving life to the world. What is your response? Lord, evermore, give me this bread. Is that your reaction? Oh, that's how you should respond. Christ says, my Father gives you the true bread. I give you bread. You should be saying, yes, Lord, give me bread. Give me life. Give me Christ, or I die. I am the bread. I am the bread of life. Verse 35. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This bread is freely given. How thankful we should be for the gift of God. And Jesus is that gift. Jesus is the bread. Jesus of Nazareth, this person who fed 5,000 people with five loaves of bread, this person who taught the people on the shores of Galilee, who taught the people in the synagogue, this person is the bread of life. And this person says he came down from heaven. No, no, says the world. No, no, says the philosopher. No, no, says the atheist. We may believe in a historical Jesus, but we don't believe that he came down from heaven. Well, the believer does believe it. This is what believers do. They believe. Are you a believer? Do you believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation? But more than that, are you believing in this person that this Bible reveals? Are you believing in Christ himself? Do you have personal faith in this personal Savior? When I say that, I don't mean it's some decision you can make of yourself, but it is personal. It is individual. You have to believe. No one else can believe for you. Not your friend, not your neighbor, not your minister. You must believe. You must say in your soul, I must believe, I must have Christ for myself. And you need to pray that the Holy Spirit would work that faith in you. And come, you must come to Christ. Jesus says, I came down from heaven. He was in the bosom of the Father, we were hearing. And he humbled himself to come into the womb of the Virgin Mary. Infinite humiliation. The Ancient of Days becoming an infant in time. Jesus came from the Father in heaven to this world, to this earth. I came down from heaven, he says. The bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven. I am the bread of life. And so he is the divine Savior. This man is also God, and he is both God and man in two distinct natures and one person forever. And he is calling himself the bread of life, which he tells us his words are spirit and they are life. So what he is telling us is spiritual truth. He is not literal bread. He is spiritual bread. And what physical, literal bread is to our body, Jesus Christ is to our souls. So a person who eats bread, he stays alive by eating bread or food. And so when a person believes in Christ, he or she is spiritually alive from Christ. Christ is the source of life. Christ is the fountain of being. He is the fountain of life to the sinner, the bread of life. And therefore, those who believe in Christ are feeding on him spiritually, not carnally, not physically, but when he says, "Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood," remember these words are spirit and life. It's spiritual words, and it's a spiritual feeding upon Christ, and it's eternal life that he gives us when he gives us himself. And though it is spiritual, it is real. Nothing more real than Christ for the soul. Nothing more impactful, nothing more effective, nothing more has lasting results and implications than feeding upon Christ. So though it is spiritual, yet there is reality here. And it is real nourishment for the soul. And that is why we need this bread. Lord, evermore, give us this bread. He says, again, verse 35, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." There is life, spiritual sustenance, which we'll come to look at. And back to verse 33, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Again, here is the free offer. Here is Christ presenting himself as life for poor sinners. Are you a poor sinner? Did you feel a poor sinner on Sabbath or Sabbath evening? Well, here is life offered to poor sinners. Jesus says that he gives life unto the world. Christ is freely offered to sinners as such throughout the world. Everyone who hears the gospel is invited and called upon to receive the bread of life, to feed upon Christ, that they would not die, that they would not perish in their sins. Christ gives life, and it is life that shall never end. And just as the Lord's people were called upon at the Lord's table to eat, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you," so sinners today are called upon to take and eat this bread which is presented to them in the gospel. Again, the bread must be broken. Jesus Christ must be crucified. And in order to eat bread, the bread must be broken or it cannot be received into our bodies. So to receive Christ, for a sinner to receive Christ, the sinner deserves death. Well, Christ must die. His body must be broken to be life for sinners who deserve to die. We deserve to perish. Let none of us, minister nor hearer, think they deserve one crumb or they deserve any free offer or any precious invitation. Oh, friends, we deserve to perish in our sins. And the more intensely we feel that, the more intensely we feel our sinfulness and what we deserve, the more we will begin to marvel that Christ offers himself to us that we might have life. How amazing and how precious Christ is, that he was willing to suffer and die in the room and place of the guilty to be the bread of life for sinners. He gives life to the world, to sinners everywhere, and he's offering this life. He has prepared a feast of fat things upon the mountain of Zion, and he is sending his servants, and he is saying, "Tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Come unto the feast. Come and receive the bread of life. Do not make light of it, However you have reacted in the past, don't react that way now. Don't make light of it. Do not go your own way, but come to Christ, for he is the way, he is the bread of life, that a man may eat thereof and not die, not die, not die. Compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. It's a feast, and all the bread and all the nourishment, all that you need is laden upon the table, the gospel table. Come and dine, receive Christ and him crucified. And if you come to him, then Jesus promises you, you'll never hunger and you'll never thirst. Thirdly, the satisfaction and the strength that Christ gives. Do we feel this hunger and this thirst? Verse 35 again, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Do we feel a spiritual craving, a longing within us? Well, indeed, everyone desires something, and everyone desires to be satisfied, to be empty, to be void, to be unfulfilled. That is not a pleasant feeling. There is longing, and people are pursuing one thing and another to have their desires met. But Christ knows that he alone can fill the longing soul. No one is longing for God of themselves, but they're longing for fulfillment and satisfaction and to have their needs met and be satisfied and happy, but they don't know where that's to be found until the gospel shows them Christ. And the Holy Spirit opens their eyes and they see that Christ has what they need and Christ fills them with himself. This is spiritual satisfaction, and Christ alone gives it. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Those who come to Jesus will have conscious and abiding satisfaction. The hunger, perhaps we can think of our spiritual needs. We need strength. We need power. We need ability. We need perhaps motivation. We need energy, spiritual energy. But if we come to Christ, he will fulfill those needs. And then there are desires. Desires for comfort, desires for light, desires for refreshing, desires for communion with Christ, hungering and thirsting. But if we come to Christ and believe in him, we'll never hunger and we'll never thirst. Not in the sense of despair and continual emptiness. We will have Christ. Coming to him, he will provide. He will satisfy those longing inward desires. The desire for upholding grace in time to come, as each day of the week goes by and you come into one duty and you run into another situation, another perplexity, come again to Jesus. He will meet your need. He will satisfy your desires. He comforts still. He is calling us for that refreshing grace and peace, because there is peace in believing. If we don't believe that, it's because we're not believing. Go to Jesus. Believe in him. Look again and again and again to him. We can always trace our spiritual failure to unbelief and departing from Christ. I should have been watchful. I should have been prayerful. I should have been depending on Christ. But if we come to him, he assures us, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. What a suitable prayer then. Lord, evermore, give us this bread. Whisper it if you need to. Pray earnestly and loudly if you feel. But pray, and pray as never before. Lord, evermore, give us this bread. Yes, friends, we need to be praying continually. We need to be believing continually, just as we pray for our daily bread. We should be praying that we'll be daily fed by Christ, Give us day by day our daily bread. And let us be praying, give us evermore this bread right now, this moment. Again, fresh views of Christ, spiritual feeding upon Christ. We're not to rely on past experiences. Yes, we remember them. We're thankful for them. And sometimes thinking about previous spiritual experience, we get the comfort of it again. It motivates us to go forward. We think about what God has done for us in the past. It helps us to believe that he will help us in the present. Of course, we should be thinking about our previous experiences and be thankful for them, but we should not rely on them. We're not to look to experiences of the past as if that were all the strength. No. If we do that, we will grow cold. And it is like, as we heard in the prayer, that the children of Israel, some of them, they did not listen to Moses when they were gathering the manna. They were to gather it every day, or at least 6 days a week. And every one of the 6 days of the week, they were not to store it up for the next day. Children, do you remember what happened to the manna when they stored it up for the next day? It bred worms and it stank. They had to get rid of it. That's not the way to be fed by rotting food. No, they need fresh food. And we need to go to Christ anew and afresh and look to Christ by faith now, praying, Lord, evermore, Lord, always, at present, give us this bread. The Lord did not intend for us to live on a stock of grace. We need fresh influences of the Holy Spirit. Yes, not be content with cold prayers and cold duties. Pray for new, fresh influences of the Spirit to help us at present, and therefore we need to look to Christ anew and still and always and evermore. Let me never go a day without fresh feeding upon Christ. I need Christ at all times, morning, evening, at noon, private, in public, family, in public worship, every hour, every moment, always. Lord, evermore, give us this bread. And perhaps you will say there's no faith to be exercised in heaven. Well, there will always be feeding upon Christ in heaven. The eyes of believers will feast upon the sight of the blessed body of Christ with their own eyes. And they will always find in Christ their source of happiness and blessedness and comfort always and forevermore. Lord, evermore, give us this bread. The Lord Jesus will lead his people. They will never hunger, they will never thirst, and he will lead them to fountains, living fountains of water. Well, this bread is offered to you and me. What think ye of Christ? How do you react and respond to the offer of God of the bread of life? My Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Are you not a poor, perishing, famished soul? Do you not feel destitute? Do you not need Christ? And when Christ says he offers him to you, what is your response? Come back another time? No. If Christ is offering me the bread, Lord, give me this bread. If Christ is offering me his blood, Lord, wash me in thy blood. What is your response? The only response is, the only proper response, the only suitable response is this: Lord, evermore, give me this bread. May he bless his word. Let us pray.